USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
At least one person was killed and another was injured in a shooting at a grocery store in Richland, Washington. Police responded to the Fred Meyer store Monday morning after reports of shots fired. Commander Chris Lee is with the Richland Police Department.
The suspect and the deceased male from inside had some sort of interaction inside the store. We don't know exactly to what extent that was, but they did have a conversation.
Lee says they are looking for a suspect through every lead. The other shooting victim was in critical condition as of Monday afternoon. The Supreme Court voted 5-4 to halt a lower court ruling that would have forced Alabama to draw new congressional districts. The lower court ruled that the map Alabama submitted likely violated the Federal Voting Rights Act. On Wall Street, the Dow was flat, the NASDAQ and S&P 500 was down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra-strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
President Biden and Germany's new president, Olaf Scholz, were talking about how to defuse the crisis between Russia and Ukraine. The Kremlin has amassed thousands of troops at the border, and there is a belief that an invasion can happen at any moment. While Biden and Scholz were talking, Russian President Vladimir Putin was doing the same with French President Emmanuel Macron. Biden and Scholz says if Russia invades Ukraine, a critical Russia-to-Germany gas pipeline will be blocked. Putin contends that it's the U.S. and its allies the only ones talking invasion. Governors in four states are planning to end mask mandates in schools in the coming weeks. Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, and Oregon made announcements Monday. They are among a dozen states with mask mandates in schools, according to the National Academy for State Health Policy. Meanwhile, California announced plans to end indoor masking requirements for vaccinated people next week, but masks will still be required in schools in the Golden State. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Buy One, Get One Free Special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA.
After 11 days, protests against COVID restrictions in Canada's capital city have grinded things to a halt. The protests have become a rallying cry for powerful far-right and anti-vaccine groups around the world that have made the cause their own. The demonstration in Ottawa started in January as a loosely organized convoy of truck drivers and protesters. It soon attracted the support of other Canadians exhausted by nearly 2 years of restrictions. The message at the heart of the protests, that the government has been overreaching for too long, has resonated far away across Canada's borders. Streaming giant Spotify is standing by Joe Rogan, the world's most popular podcaster, who has cost the company content over his comments concerning COVID. Several music artists have requested their songs be removed from the platform because of it, and that was before a video of him using racial slurs had surfaced. Spotify CEO Daniel Ek condemned Rogan's language and agreed with past episodes being removed. However, he adds that canceling voices is a slippery slope. The 14th of this month is going to cost you.
Americans are set to spend a near-record amount on Valentine's Day. The National Retail Federation saying the nation is expected to spend nearly $24 billion, just shy of 2020's record $27.4 billion. The group estimates shoppers will spend an average of just over $175 per person on gifts. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.